Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. Let me encourage you from the book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 29. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. An unknown writer wrote, I may not understand, Lord, but one day I shall see thy loving hand was taking pains to fashion me like thee. My dear brothers and sisters, there is much about the word predestined and foreordained that may be difficult to understand. But one very obvious lesson that can be learned, however, is that God planned ahead of time for his children to be like his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. The scriptures teach that Christ has left us an example and that we should seek to imitate him and follow in his steps, as referenced in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 1 and 2 and 1 Peter chapter 2 and 21. Like our Lord, we have been called to have the spirit of a servant, spending and being spent, meeting the needs of others. But we cannot develop a Christ-like merely on the basis of religious activity or even in an accumulation of biblical knowledge, as important as knowledge and sound doctrine are to Christian living. Rather, spiritual maturity, Christ-like living and Christ-like character is the result of an implicit obedience to God's will for our lives. Even so, our Lord was always obedient to the will of his Father. This awareness of God's purposes is made possible as the Holy Spirit reveals the truth to us through the Holy Scriptures. Nothing demonstrates the truthfulness of our verbal witness for Christ more than a life in which the very character of Jesus is clearly evident. The Bible says in Ephesians 5, 1 and 2, Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, great oaks from little acorns grow, and character from deeds you sow. So earnestly seek to bring Christ-like attitudes and actions into every area of your life. Amen. That is what pleases and glorifies God. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. There are many who couldn't see this day, but you have kept us on the land of the living so that we will glorify you, praise you, and magnify your name. This morning, O Lord, we yield our lives into your hands afresh and pray that you will have your way with us, in us, and through us. I pray, Lord, that Christ-like character, Christ-like life will be evident in our lives today. Jesus in us, the hope of glory, will be seen with whoever we come in contact with. Lord God Almighty, I pray that you will be magnified and be glorified in and through our lives. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of blessing. Today is the day, O Father, that we will praise you and rejoice in your presence. Today is the day that we will propagate the gospel. Today is the day that we will heal the sick and preach the good news to the poor and do good unto all mankind. And Father, that in everything you will receive the glory. This morning, O Father, as your flock steps out into the jobs and the businesses and running the errands for the day, I release your holy anointing upon them. Enable them, empower them, equip them to accomplish the task that you have given them, and give them favor, keep them from the evil one, and bless them. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. Lord, we know that, Lord, you died on the cross of Calvary. You finished the work on Calvary, including our sickness that has been healed 2,000 years ago. And by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. Therefore, I release your healing anointing to flow upon your people from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, that today they will enjoy robust health and strength that come forth in knowing Jesus as their personal Savior. We thank you, we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you, and bye for now.